Amen. According to the will of God. We're going to Romans 8, 24 through 28. The word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Reeds. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. As follows. Thank you, Lord. Come on, stand to your feet for the word reading. Amen, if you can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. According to the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me just a moment, y'all. Amen. Thank you, God. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Word of God reads, beginning at the 24th verse of Romans 8. It says, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." The 27th verse says, "And he that seeth, that searcheth the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he that searcheth the heart makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." And the 28th verse says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to what? His purpose." Amen. According to the will of God. You may be seated according to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to what? His purpose. Amen. According to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know God works out all things. Not just some things. Amen. He doesn't just figure out or work out this and that or this or that. Amen. It says he works out what? All things. Not isolated incidents. Amen. But for our good, God works out what? All things. What? According to what? The will of God. Somebody say, according to the will of God. God works all things out on our behalf. Why? According to what? The will of God. We got to make sure we got that right. He makes things, all things new. What? According to what? The will of God. Amen? This doesn't mean that all that happens to us is good. It doesn't mean that all that happens to us is what? Good. But God works all things out, what? According to the will of God. Amen? See, even though things happen around us that aren't good, God is going to what? Work it what? Out. Amen? I'm not going to be here long, so you better catch on. God works out all things according to the will of God. This doesn't mean that evil is not prevalent. Amen? In this fallen world, because evil is very present in this what? Fallen world. Mama says the world is what? Upside down. God says that the world has what? Fallen. Amen. So evil is present. Amen. Evil is when the word of God says, when I try to do good, evil is on every hand. That means every time I try to take a step forward, evil tries to what? Pull me back. But God works out all things according to what? His will. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God. God is able to turn things around for our long-range good. Amen? Sometimes we want things to happen too fast. Sometimes we want it to be worked out fast. But God is looking at our long-term life. Amen? God is looking at life beyond this what? Fallen world. Amen? He works out all things according what? To the will of God. Jesus, have mercy. Understand that God is, he's not working to make us happy. But we ought to be working to make what? Him happy. Because the word of God says the joy of the Lord is my what? Strength. What? My what? Strength. So if I make God happy, I'm going to be what? Strong. I don't care how sick I'm feeling. Amen? I don't care how down I may be getting. But if I can make God happy, cause him to be contented with who I am and how I am, then I can be what? Strong. According to the will of God. Lord Jesus. God is not working, again, to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose. We were made to praise him, y'all. That was why he made us. So if you're not praising him, you're not fulfilling your what? Purpose, amen? Oh, God, according to the will of God. Oh, God. Note this thing right here that God's promise is not to everybody. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. Amen? His promise is not for everybody. It's not for every person that's born. Amen? Because there are some who are going to shun him. There are some who don't want to believe him. There are some who are going to ignore him. Amen? That might have been some of us at one time. Oh, God, I thank you. See, this promise is not for everybody. Thank you, God. It can only be claimed by those who love God and are fitting into God's plans. That's the promise, amen, that he'll keep us, amen, that all things will work out for the good of us that love the Lord and are the called according to what? His purpose, according to what? The will of God. Everybody is not going to partake, amen, but it's according to what? The will of God. So our prayer needs to be, God, I pray that you will have me. Amen. God, I pray that you will. Your will. Amen. We pray your will be done in my life. Amen. According to what? The will of God. We pray that thing, but do we mean that thing? Those who are called are those that the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Christ. Your pastor can't convince you. Amen. Many have tried. Amen. Even when the doors of the church are open, it's not the pastor that convinced somebody to come up. Amen. Amen. Those things that the Holy Spirit is the one who convinces us. Amen. It's that thing that moves on the inside of us. Amen. The word of God says that you must serve him in what? In spirit and worship him in what? Spirit and in what? True. So the Holy Spirit, your spirit has to be right for the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to you. Amen? Not that your spirit has to be perfect, but it has to be at that ripened place. That place right there that might be a smidgen of a moment. Amen? That the word of God pierces your spirit through the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit has to convince people to come. We can open the doors all we want to. If they're not ready, they're not coming. Oh, Jesus. God have mercy on any man or woman of God who feels like they brought them in. Amen? Those who are called are those the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey, God. They trust in God and not life's treasures. I know it gets hard sometimes. We don't have what we have. We don't have what we think we should have. We don't have what we think we need. We don't have this or we don't have that. Amen? That is not the purpose that God has placed us here for. Amen? Some of us will go through some things. Amen? Some of us have been through some things. Amen? Some of us are going through some things even what? Right now. Amen? But we've got to hold fast to what? God's unchanging hand. Those who are called are those that the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Christ. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. David didn't always listen. Moses took it upon himself to kill somebody. Oh, God. Glory to God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, God. Those who are called are those the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Christ. Two things. Got to be convinced, then you got to be enabled. Sometimes folks know who God is. They believe who God is, but something in them won't allow them because their spirit is not connected with the Holy Spirit, won't allow them to move forward in the manner in which God would have them to go. Amen? What's the king's name, elder, who set the decree to kill all of the young boys under the age of 2, when he was seeking after Christ's life? Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, God come. Amen. Thank you, Lord. His heart was set the way God had his heart to be set. Thank you, Lord. God works out all things. Thank you, Lord. Those who are called, y'all said, why are you reading that again? Are those the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Christ. Called according to his purpose. It didn't say anything about folks who are called to preach. See, we get that twisted. This thing says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. See, more than the preacher loves God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. See, it's going to take all of us saints to get together and to do the will and the work of God according to what? The will of God. That's it. His will. When we connect with the Holy Spirit, we begin to look at things in our lives differently. We begin to deal with things differently. Can I get a witness? Amen. We begin to see things, come on, differently, amen? So what happens is when we connect with the Holy Spirit, then we begin to see things according what? To the will of who? God, amen? According to the will of God. We gain a new perspective. If I may, we have a new mindset. We are transformed by the what? Renewing of our what? Minds. Oh, be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. According to what? The will of God. We begin to trust in God, amen? Really trust him. When it seems like we don't have a way out, we just have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When sickness doesn't seem to want to get off you, you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because wherever you are right now is what? According to the will of God. When it seems like your money's running short, you can't pay this, you can't pay that, you got to stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, because you're in that situation right now according to what? The will of God. Amen. Oh, my God. Somebody say, God. Oh, my God. Somebody might say, well, Pastor, I don't understand that he said he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Well, the things that we sometimes see as needs, God does not see as what we need to have. So we got to trust him. And remember, we are praying according to what? The will of God. Amen. Are y'all with me? I'm almost there. I don't want you to miss anything. We look sometimes for security. Many of us, y'all know this, always include myself. Thank you, Jesus. Many of us become concerned when we find ourselves jobless. Amen? Y'all know God didn't intend for us to work in the first place. But since we have to work, amen? That's not what he intended for us. Y'all know that, right? Y'all know sin brought about work. Y'all can look at a whole lot of things y'all got to do in life and say, you know, sin brought this about, so I don't want nothing to do with what? Sin. According to the will of God, amen? I think about that thing a lot now. I will work, and I will work hard. But, ooh, if I could stay home, I'd prefer it. My mama would tell you, she works and she works hard, but if she had her way, I'd be home every day. Yes, I would. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. With all things, amen, all things worked out, amen, for the good of me, God, because I love you. I want y'all to learn how to take these scriptures and speak it into your own life. See, all things work together for the good of me, because I am the called according to what? His purpose, amen. I am going to fulfill what God has for me to do. When I begin to fulfill the things that he has for me to do according to what? His will. Then I don't have to worry about my job. I don't have to worry about my children. I don't have to worry about how my bills pay, because God is not a man that he should lie. And I know you promised me, God, that if I seek you first and your righteousness, you already told me all things going to be added to me. God, I see you. I see you adding on to my life. I see you placing in my life. God, I see you when you brought me, oh God, from welfare, God, to working, oh God, on my own, but through you, I see you. I see you, God. I see you. I see you. I see you working it out for my good according to your will. And I thank you, God. I thank you for lining up with your word and trying to live in your word. This is for the people right now. Amen. You got to know how to pray to God and talk to God and thank God. I thank you, God, for lining up and getting myself together. I thank you, God, for listening when you were trying to talk to me. God, I ignored you for a long time, but I thank you, God, that you gave me an ear that would hear what thus said the Lord. I thank you, God, according to your will, God, that I didn't stay that wretch that I was. God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, God, that I had to lay, oh God. Oh God, just stretched out before you many nights, oh God. Many mornings, oh God, asking your forgiveness, Lord, for a sinner like me, God. Thank you, Lord. But I thank you, God, oh God, that I was convinced, hey, by the Holy Spirit to understand this thing. If I delight myself in you, you give me the desires of my heart. God, I stop searching for my flesh desires. I started searching for my heart's desires. Oh, and did you come through, God? Yes. Hallelujah. According to what? His will. See, y'all, this morning, it's according to what? His will. According to what? His will. I want y'all to know, this was not the word this morning. This was not, but the Spirit of God, you got to know how to stop and listen. Because somebody needed this morning, even me, Lord. Even me. This was not the word this morning. This wasn't even close to the word that was prepared for this morning. But this was the word this morning. God says, according to what? The will of God. He says, according to my will. I'll raise you up.
He says, according to my will, I will give you treasures unknown to man. He says, according to my will. It doesn't matter whether it's bleak, look like you might not make it. I can cause you to rise overnight, oh God, in the same day. According to my will. Jesus. I think he done, y'all. Those who trust in God and not in life's treasures, look to your security in heaven, not on earth. People of God, we have to learn to accept, watch this, not resent. Sometimes we have to accept pain and persecution, not resent it. Because God is still with us. When we begin to allow the atmosphere, enemy, little imps in the atmosphere to cause us to resent where God has us, what we might even be going through, we can't get mad with God, y'all. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not to your own understanding. That thing becomes real. You mean to, y'all can pull any scripture out of this word. Thank you, Lord. And it can cause you to either live or it's going to cause you to die. Out of the mouth, the heart, what, speaks? Life and death is in the power of the what? Tongue. According to what? His will. So according to the will of God, we're going to rise up. According to the will of God, I will not be down. According to the will of God, I was sick when I came in here, but I'm speaking healing over my life right now. According to the will of God, I didn't feel like getting up and coming this morning. Oh, God, but I'm here. According to the will of God, my husband was worried about me this morning. I could see it all over his face. But according to the will of God, this word had to come forth. This word will go forth in the name of Jesus, not of myself, God, but of you. Thank you, Lord. According to the will of God, y'all got to fight the enemy. Fight him like you used to fight folks. You used to beat folks down. Me too. Fight the devil like you used to fight him. Fight the devil so he'll know I'm going to leave my mark on you. Leave the mark of Jesus on your life. Come on, God. Come on, God. Fight it. And that's what he tell you. According to the will of God, you see, when you begin to follow after the Holy Spirit, the enemy begins to try to follow after you. But tries to get in your way to trip you up, clip you up, push you over. Amen. But according to the will of God, all things, what? Work together, even the bad stuff and the good stuff. They say, oh, they work together. They work together. The foolishness and the wisdom, they work together. Something got to come out of it. Amen? According to what? The will of God. Something is going to come out of everything that comes your way. God, I thank you. Hoo-wee, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. According to the will of God, we're going to be all right. According to the will of God. One more time. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are thee called according to his purpose. Come on, stand to your feet and give him a praise.